your boy Creator, and you tuned in to the Hip Hop Digest with your boys E Green, King Killer, and Kirk G.
So I watched the basketball game last night between a little bit of Rutgers and Tennessee, the women's final.
Yeah, Tennessee won last night, seventh championship for Pat Summitt. I man, they beat Rutgers by 13 points.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to take that out. Man, that's some... Ooh. And the girls from Tennessee, they all look cute, you know. So, like, kind of like a, I don't know.
Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
The Jingaboos versus the Wannabe. Jingaboos versus the Wannabe. Jingaboos versus the Wannabe.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What is good?
Yo, that's how we starting off?
That intro, baby.
So that's your boy, the now late Don Imus.
Rest in peace.
I don't know if I was going to rest in peace him, but considering on his day that he went to the other side, we play his most famous moment, was on the air for decades in New York until that day. Until that day. Now, it's funny because a little ahead of his time, if this is right now with Trump and them niggas, yeah, he'd be a hero. He'd be a motherfucking hero right now.
Well, I ain't even gonna front. I used to listen to Don Imus.
Oh, nigga, you used to listen to all that crazy shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I used to listen to Don Imus. Hell, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. All them niggas.
Hannity,
dude.
All that shit.
I listened to all that shit, B. I figured.
You doing it just to keep an ear on him, I'm sure.
I better believe it, B. You can't listen to like-minded motherfuckers all the time. You got to listen to the opposition, too.
No doubt. So anyway, but yeah, there you go. Nappy-headed hoes right there. Again, he's just a little ahead of his time. Because if he'd have done that shit right now, he'd have been at the White House a week later as
a
hero.
The commentary that I get on that is like, when it first came on, I was like, oh, shit, that's the nappy-headed hoes joint. But it was totally like out of my mind. We've moved on and had so much more stuff than that.
Right.
That really was out of my mind until I heard it just then. And it was like right back. Like, wow, he actually felt comfortable enough to say that shit.
And he's, in the way he said it was like, it wasn't even malicious. It wasn't even malicious the way he said it. It was fucking very, very insensitive. But he just thought he was just making a joke. But it's like, damn, nigga, you can't say that shit.
The argument...
Hell, a black person can't even get away with saying
nigga,
that shit.
Nigga, the argument for in his defense was, again, African-Americans talk like that on a regular. And a litany of rappers that they was naming at that time was saying, y'all cats say it all the time. And that's back to that same thing.
I don't know about nappy-headed hoes. I don't know how many rappers I heard say nappy-headed. I hear a lot of them say hoes.
Okay, hoes is a hoe by any other name is a hoe. If you want to play that, sure.
Yeah. The card I'm going to play is the one that I always have to, yo. If it wasn't for freedom of speech, we would all be fucked up. So the fact that he said that, yo, it was his freedom to say that. But as I always add on to that, you had to be prepared strongly to deal with what could come back from what you said.
No doubt.
And he paid the price.
Let me reiterate. If he had said that today,
he still would have got hammered.
No, he wouldn't have.
He would have got hammered.
He'd have been at the White House as a hero for free speech.
He might have got a job at the White House, but he would have still got canned.
Okay.
I think he would have still got...
You know, we are in a cancel society, too, though, so...
That shit ain't
still got
you. You calling a basketball team full of women nappy-headed hoes right now, B, in this day and age? You think he would have got away with that?
B, the white cats, no disrespect to our white listeners out there, but they getting away. Trump got cats with their chests is pumped up.
They can say it.
They puffed up now.
They can say it, but are you going to get away with it, though?
The consequences and repercussions.
Okay.
Might be bad.
Okay. I don't know about that, but, you know, that's real. That's what's good. So, you know, no doubt. Anyway, welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. This is the extravaganza, the end of the year joint, where we get our top 10s. And, of course, our top 10s also include the people who didn't make the top 10 and shit. So we got a lot of shit to talk about. I have zero topics. I will be referring to the text chain for topics, I think the first thing I want to get into is topic number one, and this is topic number one, and we got to talk about it. And this is the money shot. Topic,
not the money shot.
Yeah, topic number one is the money shot, okay? It was a money shot this past week. I believe it was Rap Radar, okay, who got the two-hour exclusive interview with Drake. Please tell me, somebody check on that. Shit.
It was Rap Radar? I don't know who it was.
I believe it was Rap Radar.
It's that dude, Elliot Wilson. So whatever Elliot Wilson's show is, that's it.
See, his channel. I can't, you know me, B. I can barely scroll and do this thing at the same time.
I'm getting ready to do a search on my phone right now, so continue, sir.
So anyway, this is the money shot. And the reason why I call it the money shot is this is why blogs ride the long ride. You know what I mean? Because at some point in time, this is going to happen for you.
Yeah, it's Rap Radar, B.
Rap Radar? All right.
Thank you.
Word. So this is why blogs ride the long ride. Because at some point, this is going to happen. Your boy Aubrey showed up, okay? Had a two-hour interview, okay? And guess what they did? They had the bed ready, okay? They tucked him in. They gave him milk and cookies.
I was going to say, not the old milk and cookies.
Yes, milk and cookies and then the money shot. Ah! Okay? This nigga got up there and had the nerve to say a lot of different things. And people was mad at him for a whole litany of shit. But I'm going to point out what was caught my dog ears.
Uh-oh.
I don't and never have used ghostwriters. Excuse me, nigga?
Kick them dudes,
Didn't we listen to at least a half dozen to 10 Quentin Miller tracks? So you mean to tell me you writing the rhymes, right? And then you giving them to Quentin Miller to rap so you can learn it? How's that work, B? How's that work, B? Now, of course, Rap Radar can't challenge him because he's in the bed with the tray of milk and cookies, okay?
Mm. He got the furry slippers on in the pajamas?
Man, come on, B.
White glove?
Man, what? Nigga, alpaca, nigga. You know what I mean? So, how's that work, nigga? Now, look, and it wasn't just Quentin Miller. It was others. You got guys who done came out the compound north of the border. Yeah, I was writing some joints or whatever. I didn't get the credit. I forget them other niggas or whatever. That's what I'm saying. You know, Funk Flex, I know he has no credibility. He played at least 4, 5, 6 reference tracks. And then other niggas coming out. So Swerve and Kerji, help me out. I mean, I know they wasn't going to challenge him on that. But how does that happen?
Because how does what happen? Him changing the paradigm or him saying some crazy shit that he just said?
Well, I'm saying he can't even change the paradigm because the evidence is right there.
Well,
what's that shit called? The Mandela effect, my nigga.
He can say whatever he wants. Like you said, when you're in a room with niggas that ain't going to challenge you and you're around a bunch of yes men who are going to agree with anything that you say, he can say anything that he likes. And it's going to be the truth, even if it's a lie. And we know it was a lie.
The way he was telling the stories that he was telling. Yes, because I watched it, because as Kurt said, we have to watch the opposition sometimes just to see. So I'm watching and I'm like, yo, this is just so fake.
Oh, okay. So he was coming off real fake. I mean, okay. Yeah,
totally disingenuous, totally disingenuous on there.
Okay.
Well, he's been getting away with that type of shit for so long. He's just comfortable in his own skin doing it. It's like, it's natural for him. It's almost like he's not even lying, because he's been lying to himself for so long that when he's speaking it, it sounds like the truth.
But you know what irritates me about it mostly, though? It's not even him. It is what we could have said was a respectable, at least, venue. You know what I'm saying? To go out like that, yo, I don't have any respect for that channel, station, podcast, whatever it is now. Because that was ridiculous.
They
had no challenge.
The money shot.
No challenge at all for him. They didn't say, question him like, okay, so but what happened with this person? Or what happened with this song or that song? So Can you explain to us why that song came out and they said that you it was ghostwritten? They said nothing.
So that being said, one of the other things he also came out and said it was pretty interesting to me on Pusha T. And of course, nobody's expecting him to like Pusha T. I mean, Pusha T just totally, that is stuck, okay? It's over. You can't erase it, okay? That's Pusha either. T tattooed on your ass. You can't get rid of it. Sorry, B. That being said, he comes out and says, some people like his music personally. I don't like it because I don't believe any of it. So now he's saying Pusha T really wasn't a drug dealer. He's all of that. And maybe he was. Yeah, I don't know. No, I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Now, Kettle V, what is that? Kettle calling the pot? Kettle V pot? Or is it pot V kettle?
Either way.
Right. Either one of them call the other one black is what you're saying.
So you got the ultimate phoniest guy in hip-hop. I gotta practice that. In commercial pop rap, okay? Calling one of the guys with the most credibility, at least lyrically, you know what I'm saying? Now, look, hey, was he only selling nickel bags that he's selling and he was really selling keys? I don't know.
What's that got to do with him lambasting your ass?
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
It's called redirecting. Let's not talk about the fact that he beat me up. Let's talk about the fact that I don't believe anything he says.
Okay, he revealed your son. Okay, he revealed a picture of you in blackface, which to me is still criminal. And of course, everybody's turning a blind eye to that and continues to this day. All right. It's incredible to me that this cat has the balls to do it the way he's doing it. Like, somebody feels sorry for me.
See, I'm really not trying to talk a whole lot about Drake. Okay. I know it's a topic and we got to get past it, but let me explain to you something real quick. The questions you're asking could possibly be answered by me and Kurt and many listeners, but at the same time, B, he has grown men pacifist.
Okay, see, there you go. Well, I was going to get to that. Okay, I was going to get to that. Again, he's talking about not being real and not believable. Okay, I was going to get to grown men. Once again, they're telling you to stay on the goddamn porch. Okay? Them hard gangster niggas. Stay on that goddamn porch. Okay? And you doing it. All right? I'll end his career. And them niggas is watching their wallets, nigga, and shook to death that you don't step into what's already up to your neck. And you keep running your goddamn mouth. That's what we'd have been talking about Ainsville. Okay, because he would have fucking slaughtered your ass. Not to mention, again, but you're right, Kurt G, my man, you're always on point. Because he's already been beaten several times. Joe Budden, the entire EP, is just destroying this cat. But we're talking about lyrics here. I know his fans, you know, they sort of doing, you know, I see nothing, I hear nothing. That's his fans. That's how they get down.
Colonel Clink.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I just thought that was the gall, you know, as we go into the next year. I mean, the gall of that cat.
You know, that's what he's riding on. The grown men that are pacifying him, along with that other gigantic fan base of ladies and young people.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
He is the absolute man. He can't be talked about, can't be touched in any kind of negative way right now.
Man, I'm going to tell you something, man. And to get out of this topic, you know, I have a lot of memories and hip hop and times and things. And I said this before and I'll say it again. Very, very memorable to me the day our brother SimCity came in to the lab and the look on his face and the gushing around Drake's record that came out was just, I'm telling you, it meant something to me to see it through somebody else's eyes. I mean, he was like, you don't realize what's going to happen for this cat. And Sim was right. I mean, he became
He was right.
He became the biggest star. Sim called that on the first release. He's telling me about it. He's telling me that certified street cats want to get up on this, you know? And the now for me, of course, you know, I'm man older than Sim. And the minute I heard him, I was like, who the fuck is this phony ass nigga? Now, generationally, I'm wrong because this generation on commercial rap has knighted him and he is what he is. I can't change that. But to end, to see how it's ending, to see how it's as the orbit degrades, you know, it's like, wow, I knew this could, I knew it would happen eventually. You're just going to take some time and shit. You know, he's going to be like the Orbit, Skylab, and all the motherfuckers. He's been floating up there for another 4 years until he burns up in the atmosphere, so.
Damn. Wow.
He'll be insulated by his money.
No doubt. Oh,
yeah, I just don't see his run being over anytime, and he got more than 4 years being.
Oh, I mean, I don't know when the run is over, but that's okay, because he can keep the commercial pop run.
Yeah.
That's fine. He can keep that, but I'm talking about in the eyes of all those who would be GOAT. And I'm talking about maybe a guy like Hov or a guy like LL or the guys, you know, who really serious about that craft. Mm-mm, son. You'll never get there. You'll never get there. And that's good enough for me. Land on your money. Land on your money mattress, baby. I'm happy for you. But where you really want to be, where you really want to be, my nigga,
How's it feel to be Eddie K?
Yeah, history is not, hip hop history is not going to be nice to him.
No, sir. And I'm good with that.
It is not going to be nice to him at all.
I'm good with that. And last and quickly, I just want to address this quickly. He was taking credit for a lot of things. And one of the things he was taking credit for was popularizing Afrobeat. And of course, people who were always down with Afrobeat, namely Africans, certainly was like, what the fuck? What? You know? What? You fucking biter? That's what they should have said. But, of course, maybe they were upset about that. I, for one, find that interesting. Because as a Soulful House guy, I listen to a lot of Soulful House. And they've been up on that Afrobeat. Cats is like, what is Afrobeat? I mean, it's sort of like reggae in a different way. But you sort of have the prototypical Afrobeat. Just like you have the sort of prototypical reggae beat. The prototypical soca beat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man's wifey and all his people. Shit, where they from? Trinidad.
Yes.
Soca heavy.
Soca is heavy.
Nigga, at the Daddy Q's, they Debo it every year.
Every year. You
strictly
better believe
soca.
It.
You better be ready.
At some point in time, soca's going to take over.
Right. So anyway, but now here's your man. You know, we're talking about centuries of this. And I'm going to say, oh, I'm the person to popularize it. I'm the guy.
See, so we'll see what you got to listen to the words that he said.
Okay.
Technically, he may be correct in what he's saying. He's the one that popularized it. He's the one that made it common for everyone to be like, ooh, what is this? Oh, that's Drake sound.
Oh, I think people who listen to Fella would be like, I don't know about that, nigga. Fella was kind of big hella before this nigga.
Yeah, you're talking ancient fucking history, my nigga. We talking about right now.
Okay.
And we're talking about a guy that popularized it right now. And young people that don't even know what the hell Afrobeat is, when they hear that shit being played, they'll be thinking, oh, that sounds like Drake. But it's not. Drake sound like them.
Yeah, well...
That rap radar video is the fucking Zapruder film of rap music. Back and to the left, my nigga.
Wow, the grassy knoll on the nigga and
yeah,
shit.
That's what that motherfucker is, because we could break that shit down for a whole hour with all the bullshit in there. So, anyway.
All right, that's what's good, yo. We're going to keep it rocking, yo. Again, this is the Hip Hop Digest. This is the end of the year extravaganza. We're each going to bring our top 10s. And again, upcoming shows. Yes, we are going to do the show for the albums of the decade. I'm not sure of the format yet, but that is coming in 2020. You can count on that. Next topic, as I scroll through the text chain, your boy Young Guru, we need to stick with Griselda Records even after the mainstream picks it up. Too many time once the average person starts to like it, then we bounce. The whole point is for them to become famous and rich. Do you really support, or do you just want to be looked at as a tastemaker? That's your boy Young Guru talking about the meteoric rise of the guys from Buffalo. I got mixed feelings about that because when regular tack heads start jumping in, like, and see, the problem is they just don't jump in. They jump in like they the authority. They jump in like, oh, nigga, I've been fucking with these niggas for a long time. And I always say I can't find a Chicago Bulls fan to save my life since Jordan left. Okay? It's hard for me to find a San Francisco 49er fan since, you know, the glory years of Joe Montana.
They're starting to come back now.
Oh, well, you know, I get it. And, you know, but I'm just saying. But you know the point I'm saying, right?
Right, I know what you're saying.
Let me just
all
put
the
in
Golden
this.
State fans is falling off.
Oh yeah, I'm not, yeah, right. Oh right. What? Yeah, I'm saying.
I think that in the case of an artist like them dudes of Griselda, I wouldn't mind them stepping into a different part of rap or commercial stuff. I wouldn't mind it as long as they remain who they are. Biggie did that. He was on a lot of R&B sounding shit, but he was Biggie, right? But then you look at Nori, who was jumping on whatever dick was hot, or Snoop Dogg, whatever. I get mad with that shit because you switching your whole shit up to go try to get wet or some shit. I don't know.
Talk about the money shot, huh?
Yeah, yeah. What's hot right now? Who's hot right now? Water? Who's hot right now? Who's hot right now? You heard? Don't get me started. Stay on your podcast, B. Don't mess with me right now.
So, I mean, so as a guy who appreciates their art, look, I want them to get money in their pockets, you know? Yes. And so I'm willing to give them latitude or whatever if certain commercial artists approach them, you know? I hope they know their value, and I hope they overcharge the hell out of any commercial guy with a budget who's coming up to there and trying to sort of get their shine. And we know who we're talking about. I mean, fucking quadruple charge, motherfucker. They got it. You know what I mean? I hope they do that. You know what I mean? I may not personally appreciate the record, but I know why they've done it. And we've been going through that for eons, okay, in hip-hop, okay? Just decades, you know what I mean? We've been around pre-Rapper's Delight, so we know what that's like. You know, somebody coming in, they rise, you know, they the boom, and the next thing you know, the Fat Boys is doing joints with Chubby Checker. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
they was doing Beach Boys joints.
Yeah, Beach Boys, Chubby Checker, that hurt, you know what I'm saying? Hurt my heart.
I mean, Big Daddy Kane at the height of his career, Madonna. Fuck with Patti LaBelle,
Madonna, it hurt, you know what I mean? And his credibility took a shot. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's incredible, you know?
But to me, I'm thinking, more so hoping that these guys stay in their lane. Don't get out of your lane. Stay in your lane, no matter, don't go and say, okay, I'm doing a song with Drake, so I need to be doing some shit and sounding like him. Make Drake step his fucking game up and come and be on your level.
Yeah.
Don't try to go down to his level.
Well, actually, if I hear Drake talking about getting a blicky and shooting niggas, God, that's just going to be meat on the grill.
Crazy.
I'm just saying, if I hear Drake going, I'm going to lose it.
I would be very interested to hear how Drake would bring it. On a song like that, because see, on other songs, other niggas, on those other songs, he would be the best thing on those songs. These niggas can't rap to begin with. So when you're on a song with these niggas, you are, of course, you sound better than them. But when you get on a song with the niggas that actually can put bars together and can actually spit, Nigga, you're going to have to actually get some better writers, my nigga.
Well, no, see, the reference track will be ready.
So this is the thing, though. This is the thing. I don't see that happening. Again, I think that's a dangerous situation. I think his grown men benefactors will stop that. They'll put a veto on it. So I want to see the OG will make a call and saying get back on the porch.
We don't need you on that underground boom bap shit.
Yeah, get back on the porch. So
ain't no money in that shit.
Nah, ain't no money in it. Matter of fact, how much did you have to pay them niggas? How much did you have to pay them niggas?
Well.
So damn. Let's keep it moving. This is going to be the quickest topic in the history of Hip Hop Digest. On the text chain, I see that Kurt G posted Kanye West drops a new album and on Christmas Day, and I didn't even know it was out. I didn't listen to it. Did any of you guys, other than Kurt G, it's called Jesus Is Born, by the way, did you listen to it? Did you know about it?
I knew about it because Kurt said it, but I did not go check for it.
Yeah, it popped up on my joint.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, what's this? So I said, oh, let me go ahead and share.
Okay. So right.
And I see niggas was yawning. Like, yeah, I'm not interested at all.
Yeah, Jiminy Cricket, my nigga, Cricket.
Way too much other shit cracking to be thinking about that.
Yeah, no doubt. So, as we continue on with the Hip Hop Digest, I don't
that
want
that was the fastest one ever.
Yeah.
Nobody had anything to add because I was the only one that actually heard anything.
Right. Well, shit. Comment, nigga. What was your opinion?
My opinion is the same opinion I had on the last joint. It's all right. I mean, it's Kanye doing Kanye gospel joint.
There you go. So any standout like that one on the other one?
Not really. Okay. I don't see nothing that I'll be going back to repeat.
All right.
Okay. Quickly, I'm going to just piggyback on how you were saying about your boy stepping his bars up. Some things just don't go together. And that just kind of reminds me of, like, again, on the Griselda album where you got Eminem at the end. That shit don't go together. They should have deleted that or not put it on the album. Or I remember when Jay-Z and Dead Prez was on a track together. Shit just don't go together, you know what I mean? Just sometimes the shit just don't go together, yo. You know what I mean? I know you're the boss and shit, but come on, B. You're not that, okay? So let them niggas live, you know what I mean? Just a lot of shit just don't go together, yo. I don't know if Nori, you know, hopping on Hot Rocks went together with everything, but, you know.
Party.
So, do that. Next topic here, I saw this. Shout out to Lonzo G. He posted this joint. He was like, casual of the hieroglyphics responds to Jadakiss, I guess, a rap battle. Now, I didn't know that there was a back and forth on them with those two guys anyway. And, you know, look, I'm assuming Kiss still got his chops or whatever. I don't even know what the situation was because I wouldn't even know how to react to a battle like that. Because Jadakiss really, probably the best battle back and forth in the history of hip hop is Kiss and Beans.
Yeah, pound for pound battle.
Yeah, that's some old Jack Johnson or Ali, just the greatest, you know, I mean, tell you what, man, Kiss was so much at the top of his game. I think people are underestimating Beans, and Beans is just a fucking slugfest.
Yeah,
you know what
was.
I mean? Tape after tape, week after week, niggas is hot 97.
That's back when mixtapes was king.
Yes, I'm just saying.
And was there ever a winner declared in that? Because I don't recall.
I don't know.
I don't know if there was really
a winner declared. I guess you would, maybe most niggas would say Kiss won it because the Lox just had a lot more fans.
Yeah, but god damn it, B. Beans was just, whew. B, I'm going to tell you, I'm thinking it's a draw because there was no declared winner. There was no ether in that battle.
Right.
You know?
There was no clear win.
Right.
In my opinion,
no disrespect to Casual or anybody in high row. I'm sure that they got chops and they can come in and represent themselves very well. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
I'm going to be dead ass. I don't know if Casual's ready for that.
Mm. Okay.
Well,
Kiss is another level to me.
Yeah, well,
when it comes to stuff like that. Is he at another
level right now?
See, that's what I'm saying. This is kind of late, and you know, Kiss.
But it seemed late for Casual too. It ain't like he's trying to that's stick true. On some young yes. fire spinner.
That's true.
But that
yes,
is what might even the battlefield for him a little bit, though. And I'm just saying. No, I think mighty Kiss, confident. Even I think put
even,
it out there.
I'm thinking even right now, Kiss it would be able to handle that. It's not like Kiss is throwing out a challenge to Rasheed Chappelle. I would be like, I'm putting my money on Rasheed. I ain't even on front. I'm putting my money on Rasheed right up off the top. Because Rasheed is that's that nice to me.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So before we get into the top 10, you want to say anything about the LP that you dropped on us? Or you just want to fall back on that?
Yeah, we can talk about it when it pops up.
Okay.
Yeah, when it pops up.
When it pops up, all right.
It's going to pop up.
Okay.
I don't know. Only thing I'm going to say about that, yo, is that, and I got to say it now, I was in this bitch.
Please, you'll save it. Save your comments.
Okay.
Save your comments.
Okay. Damn. I know the listeners are like, you're a motherfucker leaving us hanging shit.
Shall I go so we can do it then?
Go ahead, B. You can go first.
All right.
Oh, what are we doing?
You still got topics?
No, sir. I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah, so what it is I can do my list.
All right.
That way, comments can be made.
Okay, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. This is what you all came here for, is the annual Hip Hop Digest End of the Year Top 10. And that's personal top 10s from your boy E. Color. Who's going first?
Kurt G,
do you want to go second or you want to go last?
It don't matter. I'm good either way.
Okay. Kurt G will go last this year.
Okay.
Okay. And then me, King Killer, without any further ado, take the stage, E. Tapper John MD.
Sir, and it's about to be that Pineapple Express, baby. Anyway, so this year was extra hard for me because not only did I have my own shit that I listened to, we got at least, let's see, 4 times 52. I was at 200 something albums that Kurt G posts every year. And then I was listening to the fucking Jux and them. Oh my God. So
shout out to our brothers at the Jux.
Oh, no doubt. So there was a lot of music that I listened to, right? But we had to boil it down to 10. So let's go. Number 10, People Under the Stairs, Sincerely the P.
Oh,
I like that album because it was so mellow, and the samples that they used, and they was rapping. I really enjoyed that album.
It's at number 10.
Oh, wow.
Number 10. Right. Number 9, this kid's he's going to be slipping into my list as long as he keeps doing what he's doing. Left Lane, Didon. That album, or whatever you call him, EP, whatever, Left Field. Again, his rhyme style to me is just so cool for a young dude like that, yo. Give me a little bit of that street shit y'all niggas be saying I need to listen to some more.
No doubt. Shout to Delaware. Stand
hard
up.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Shout to Delaware.
This one may surprise some people, but I had to respect it, yo. Rhapsody Eve. I know a lot of people had issues with the way it was done or some of the stuff, but I love how she took the ladies' names and just was telling stories. Yo, she made her mark. She didn't jump out here and get paid off of it, but she made a mark to show that there are females today that can spit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
So she's at my number 8.
All right.
Okay.
One that I went... I'm probably went more with my heart than my head. Out of all the music I listened to, my heart, this one just attached itself to my heart, yo. And I couldn't keep it off my list. That's Gangstar, one of the best yet.
Okay.
The nostalgia of that album was just unfucking deniable, yo. And it just felt so new and everything to me. But they're at my number 7. Number 6. Number 5 and 6 were flipped today, actually. But number 6, Apollo Brown, Hello Detroit.
Wow.
You already know when I hear Apollo Brown, I'm in. I got the hook, the deep sea hook, all right there. Just drag me in, yo. So that goes without being said. And then Pete Rock, Sky Zoo, Pete Rock, Raptopolitan, another dope album to me. I'm a big fan of Sky Zoo, and hearing him with Pete Rock production, it was beautiful to me.
And what number is that?
That's number 5.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Number 5. Number 4, Diamond D, the Dying Piece 2.
Wow.
There's a lot of features on that joint, but his production is beautiful on all of them, even his West Coast sounding shit, his DC shit. Diamond D went in on this album with his production, yo, and it was an enjoyable album to me. It made number 4. Number 3, Little Brother, May the Lord Watch. Goes without saying, that's the grown man album on my list. Is full ass grown man shit, and it doesn't hurt that I had the experience I did this year with them. So that is my number 3. And then the number 2 album is going to probably cause some discussion here. I can't wait to hear, because to me, this album, it just had a lot of hip hop drip on it, yo. To me, pure beats and a nigga rhyming on it, and it got me. Catch P, Gift Certificates.
So
number 2.
So yeah, there's some discussion.
Yeah, there's definitely some discussion.
So, nigga, I'm gonna tell you something,
nigga.
That shit ain't number 1. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is number 2 on Swerve's list.
I'm happy with that.
I've never heard it until I heard it this evening.
And I the same, because he hit us, and this is the sneak shit he hit us with. He said, it's number 2 on his list, so he already knew about this shit for a while.
Yes.
He could have already put niggas up on it back then.
Nigga.
He put us all up on it right now. So he hit us today saying, hey, before we go in on the show today, why don't you go ahead and scan through this joint, and then I'll get ready.
I'm in this bitch looking like Goofy. That shit had me fucked up.
B, nigga. If this shit would have been in my top 3 if I knew about it.
Yes. I ain't even going front, nigga.
I was ready to kick number 10 out for this bitch right here.
Oh, I'm in this bitch like Goofy, my nigga. The beat.
I know he gonna steal to the cover, but let me just make clear. Catch P, K-E-T-C-H, space, P, gift certificate.
Nigga. Whoa.
That shit right there, that's hip-hop. It wasn't a fucking whack track on it. Not a whack track, my nigga.
God, that
Detroit
shit,
stand the fuck up.
Shit was Goofy, my nigga. I'm trying to tell you, my nigga.
I was like, wow.
And
wait, I must give full credit to West Dino and Pete, our boy Peter Johansson.
Oh, you got that off Jux?
I got them off the protocol Jux, B.
Oh,
thank you very much, brothers.
I sat here and told you.
At the Jux.
I sat here and told you. I listened to a bunch of their joints, Kurt joints, and shit I listened to. That shit right there almost got number 1, B.
Well, all
right. Okay, so I actually shocked just now, because I was like, damn, they're going to criticize my shit? I can't wait to hear they shit. No, I'm just playing.
No, sir.
No,
we got you because you hit us with that shit late, my nigga.
Well.
All right, nigga, what's your number 1?
It could have been my number 1, but the number 1 is Showbiz and Miliano Boulevard Arthur.
Oh, that Showbiz and Milano joint. Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, I listened to that album more than any. I listened to that shit just the other day. I listened to that shit more this year than probably any album I listened to in a long time, yo.
And you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be straight up. I didn't put it on my list because I knew you was going to have it on your list. I said, I got to get something different.
Okay.
This nigga, he's loving this fucking album. This shit's hot. Yeah. This shit's crazy.
Wow. Damn. That's what's up. E-Color. Yeah, E-Color. Now, do you got any honorable mentions you want to?
I could not. I promise you, there's way too many.
Okay.
Look, all I got to say is, anybody, if you want to know what my honorable mentions are, go on our page, look at Kurt G's Albums of the Week, and go to Protocol Jux and look at their list, B. There's many, many, many honorable mentions on that shit. Way too many to mention.
Again, once again, I'm going to give a shout out to West Dino and Peter Johansson.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Thank you.
Our Digest members, you know, saying family members, shout to you. All right, this is King Killer's top 10 of the year. I have an agenda, as I do most years, okay? And I'm squeezing and I'm putting shit in. It's not necessarily hip-hop because I got an agenda. Fuck it. You know what I mean? But now, unlike E Swerve, man, fuck, maybe I'm just getting old. I didn't listen to a lot of shit, but the shit I did listen to, that's in my top 10. So without any further ado, at number 10 is my dance music album of the year. Always number 10 is always going to be something different. It is Ralph Gum, Progressions. Now, maybe if you want to go over there and listen to some Afrobeat, you know what I mean, from the kid from Germany who now resides in Cape Town, South Africa, you might want to go listen to that Ralph Gum. All right. Number 9, of course, I'm going to get slayed for this because it's not even a hip-hop album. Anderson .Paak, Ventura. I enjoyed the absolute. I love that record. I'm sorry.
Damn.
And I'm putting it in there because I got an agenda.
Like
what?
You violating.
Hey, B.
You violating again.
I don't care. I'm sorry. Yo, again, to me, he's probably the most talented cat of his generation. I'm going to make sure he gets some due. All right. At number 8. Obviously, was Griselda, WWCD. And two, I gotta be honest with you. This record is in there because every time I hear these guys talk about, they talk about MCing like they on their craft. And they talk about MCing like, yeah, we're cut from a cloth from a Jada Kiss or the older generation. That's the cloth they cut from. And they proudly wear that. You know, none of this. None of this fucking, what do you call that shit? None of this lobbying to try to look good for some tackhead niggas. You know what I mean? Fuck them niggas. They gonna come on a bandwagon sooner or later anyway. All right? At number 7. Now, number 7, this is the tell to me, Combs. He don't know what the fuck he doing. Jay. Them niggas don't know what the fuck they doing because they missing at number 7. These people should be on the major labels. Soul Development, The Soul of Black Folk. Nigga, it's not a total hip-hop record, but you want to talk about music of the move, the music for the movement, for the new civil rights movement? Oh, shout out. These Oakland, California residents are doing it. Very, very talented. I don't shout out to them.
Yes.
All right. At number 6, Showbiz and Milano, Boulevard Author. Nigga.
Off clap for you right there.
Niggas.
It would have been on my list.
Them niggas on some hard white right there, yo. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay. At number 5, this gentleman was born in the wrong era. Okay. He really was. Because he is super talented, and I have so much respect for him. Number 5, Funky DLDEF. That is a great record.
Yes, I think I heard that, too.
Yes. Man, that's a great record. You know what I mean? But he's born in the wrong era. If he's born in the 90s, he'd be a legend. You know what I mean? At number 4, Pete Rock, Return of the SP-1200. I mean, fuck. You know what I mean? I didn't listen to a lot of joints, but I did listen to that. I love Pete Rock. I love his production. You know, I know he took a little beating. I know he took a little powder in the media lately, but, you know, it's still, it's Pete Rock. At number 3, mimicking my brother, a little brother, May the Lord Watch.
Yes, sir. Nigga. Number 3 for number 3.
See, that's why lyricists, that's why great groups, they should never get out of the game. We need them too much. We need them too much, okay? At number 2, Gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm like Swerve. I mean, this shit took me all the way back to Daily Operation. I'm hearing his voice. Yeah. And again, it's DJ Premier, and everybody knows that. But there, we have talked about it on the show where posthumous albums are sloppy. They are lazy. They're done for a dollar, a quick buck. But he took his time, and he really did the legacy proud.
No doubt.
Okay, and at number 1, okay, and this person, this is the second Courage Award that I've given, okay? The first Courage Award I gave to Kendrick Lamar because in the face of everything trap, he did Pimp a Butterfly. This is the second person who gets the Courage Award, number one album, King Killer, Benny the Butcher, The Plugs I've Met. To be on that record, what the MCs that are on that record, and I'm talking about people like Jadakiss and Black Thought of that ilk, of your age, when your entire age bracket is either trap or worse, you are my number one record of the year, Benny the Butcher, and for good reason.
There you go.
All right. Wow. And I have going to run through quick, very quickly, honorable mentions. Quickly, Jasper Street Company, Rejoicing. That was my house record of the year. That is a gospel house album. If you're into such a thing, it's very uplifting, and it may you may appreciate that. Next is Tyler, the Creator, Igor. Not because I'm a Tyler guy, but to be dead ass honest with you, I find his shit to be very interesting to listen to. Not that I'm a job dick ride nigga on Tyler like that. Nah, but it's just kind of interesting. This guy, next guy, your old Droog, Transportation. I just like fucking Droog. I'm a Droog fan. I say it every year. Next, People Under the Stairs, Sincerely the P.
Nigga,
yes, sir. Here, Swerve, I feel you on that. You know what I mean? Man. No doubt about. And last on my honorable mentions, 38 Spes, A Bullet for Every Heathen. Again, that
that's a lot of
crazy.
Yes, that's a lot of heathens out there.
Nigga, a bullet for every heathen. And that's my honorable mentions. That's King Killer's top 10, but you'll see the list posted. And here we go. Brrr, Crash, Kurt G, go in.
All right. This year, I feel like King Killer a little bit on my number 10. My number 10 joint is Jungle Brown, Full Circle. Because they own some different shit. It's hip-hop, but they got some house-type beats on there and some other shit on there, but they rhyming on them shits. And that album is a very enjoyable album. Jungle Brown, Full Circle. Check it out.
I will.
Yeah. I'll be listening.
Very enjoyable. And the next one that I thought was very enjoyable is The Good People Good for Nothing.
Oh, that's a great album.
This album was was sick to me.
They
have very good beat selection and rhyming and also the singing. Everything is just excellent to me.
Yeah, that's a good album.
Very, very good album. And then at my number 8, this cat right here, I didn't know anything about him. But then when I heard this album, it was a Bandcamp cat, and I'm like, I seen it. I'm like, the only thing that caught me was cause the title. It was called Sunday Breakfast. And this kid's name is Water with two R's at the end. Water, Sunday Breakfast. So I'm thinking maybe this is some trap type shit. I didn't know. So I hit play. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Sunday for real.
Wow.
Nasty, B. He's nice on the lyrics and the beats is crazy. Crazy. And then at number 7, I got Sky Zoo and Pete Rock, Retropolitan.
There we go. As we always do.
Yes. It's Sky Zoo, so you know. Since that time we was down, what was it, Baltimore somewhere? We were standing right next to this nigga. Didn't even know, because we didn't know what he looked like. We loved his music, loved the shit that we heard from him, but we didn't have no clue what he looked like. We standing right next to him, and then he gets up and goes on the stage and start rapping. And we go, oh, that's Sky Zoo. So at number 6 is Gangstar, One of the Best Yet.
Uh-huh.
It had to get in here. See, my list had so many fucking things on it. I just put Gangstar in here because I just said, fuck it. They're going on my list. Somebody's coming out. They got to get on here because this album was, like you said, posthumous albums. We know too many that was just trash. Like, y'all are fucking up the legacy. All this Tupac shit y'all niggas throwing out here. And this Biggie shit, Puffs, you should be a fucking shamed. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, son. Stop doing this. Stop it. And then to hear what Primo did with this album, like, he took his time. He put it together. He made it sound like as if Guru was still alive, spitting on them beats. That's how good it sounds. So I was like, this shit has got to get in here. And at number 5, I got Merce, Ninth Wonder, and the Soul Council. The Iliad is dead and the Odyssey is over.
Wow. I enjoyed that record.
That Ninth Wonder, that to me, that's one of his better beat selection albums.
It is.
Because Ninth, he can go off left field and start doing too much, getting into his own head. But this one right here, I thought was not bad. He did a good job, and all the MCs brought their thing on that joint. Number four, now this was my hip-hop boom-bap joint right here. It's called by Glad to Meet Ya and Ill Treats. It's called the Return LP. This is my hip-hop boom-bap joint. This shit here was dropped right out of 95. It sound like these niggas could have made this in 95 and would have been it'd fit right in. This shit right here is that real deal boom-bap hip-hop right there. At number three, I got Little Brother, May the Lord Watch. So we all was thinking the same thing. Three for three.
Wow, that's crazy.
We know, they might be three for three, but we know what the consensus number one is.
Yeah.
It's at the third spot. And that's funny because none of us knew what our list looked like. But we all put this at number three.
Wow.
That's crazy. But Little Brother to me, I've been loving Little Brother for quite some time. So to hear Little Brother get back together and it sound like it didn't skip a beat. That's what made this album sound great. It wasn't like they came in and we already knew what Fonte was going to bring. Because Fonte, he's just nasty on the mic. We just didn't know what your other boy was going to bring. Right. So when Big Pooh got on it, and he was just like, oh, shit. Pooh like, fuck this.
But Pooh knew he had to, he had to step his game up. Right.
He's like, I know Fonte ain't lost a step.
Right.
But fuck this. I got to bring my game up.
And see, that's why we need him. We, you know what I'm saying? We don't fuck that breakup shit. We need you out here, yo.
And they did not disappoint.
They did not.
They did not disappoint. It was a great album. At number two, it's A1. This is A1 Soul Power. Is my this Solar Power? Is
I listen to that. Yeah.
This to me, I just like A1. A1 and Phonics, they always do. Phonics did a lot of production on this album too.
Oh, well, Phonics is
he's nice with it. Nice, he did a lot of production on this album too. But A1, I just like his style and the way he rhymes. And the Soul Power joint, it just gives me that hip-hop feel. I just love that feel. And at number one is my Young Bull from Baltimore, who just reminds me so much of Big L. It's the reason why I just give him so much love and respect. Because he has that feel to me. It's Ill Conscious Logistics album. This album I listened to this album. Like you said, you listened to that one album over and over again.
Yeah.
I just kept listening to this one over and over and over again, too. That's just, Ill Conscious, to me, is just that incredible with it.
Wow.
That's what's up.
And my honorable mentions, and the only reason this first honorable mention didn't make it, because I almost took Jungle Brown out of there for these cats. This album came out 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And I heard it and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Wow.
Trust Army and 38 Special, Army of Trust. I'm like, what the fuck? This is that new York shit.
Oh,
on another
shit.
Level.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, Trust Army and 38 Special, Army of Trust. The MCs that they put on there with them just bring the heat with them. My man, Chappelle is on there. It's crazy. And then my next honorable mention is Knowledge the Pirate, another new New York nigga, Black Caesar, Knowledge the Pirate, Black Caesar. And then my next joint is a West Coast cat, Casey Veggies, Organic. He's another cat from the West Coast cat that I just like his style. I like his style. He got a lot of the trap beats on his album.
I was going to say, I'm up and down with that nigga.
You're not going to want to like the album.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of trap beats on this joint.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm up and down with that.
You said honorable mention, B.
Yeah, honorable mention. It's a lot of trap beats on there, but I just like
Casey Veggies' style. I was going to check your G card, nigga.
you know I like trap beats anyway.
No doubt.
But yeah, but Casey Veggies be bringing it. And then my next one is I like him. So I could not give him an honorable mention this year. He put something out, I had to do it. I know this album was not something that stands up to another album, but Big Crit is here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm listening to it, and I'm listening to it for the last few weeks, and I'm like, damn. It's better than I thought it was when I first heard it. I'm like, okay, I got to give him an honorable mention.
I just like that energy track on there where he sampled that Jill Scott.
Yeah, that's hot too.
That's amazing, but I just didn't get into the whole album like that. But that song alone was crazy.
Yep. And then I had to give our boy from the text chain a nice nod. S, Social Media Volume 1, inspired by My Timeline.
Ah, indeed.
Yeah, S had to get some love. All right. So I gave him some love.
Well, we got to give, you know, we doing Digest chain, folks. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, Cookbook had an album. Black Mavericks, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, yes.
Certainly a shout out to all of my brothers on the chain that's doing work out there.
Yes, sir.
As well.
And another Baltimore crew, the cat that made the beats on this, God Sense Beats, called Oysters. A lot of Baltimore cats on there bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
My man O'Conscious is on there too.
All right.
But it's nasty. And then the last one is my man 50,000 Grand. I just love this nigga's style because this is that hardcore hip hop. Rusty Jux and Tone Spliff Magma.
Mm.
And Rusty Jux just, he's that nigga, the way he spits, it's like he just like, this nigga's coming through with the fucking, you know he coming through with the razor on his fucking tongue type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Thames, you're like, oh, get the fuck out the way, because this nigga is on some other shit.
Yeah, yeah, them medium jeans niggas is moving out the way and shit.
He with the jukes for real.
Yeah, well, he with the jukes. So yes, that is my I'm done. Should I say that? I'm done and I'm finished.
All right, he finished and he's done. So that is the Hip Hop Digest list you heard from everyone. Honorable mentions, top tens. It looks like the consensus.
Yes, sir.
Number one is the Lil Brother.
May the Lord watch. Yes.
May the Lord watch. That's crazy.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
We all put it at number three. That's crazy.
And again, nobody saw anybody else's list.
Nope.
That's crazy.
I think that's the first time that's happened where we all, I mean, we usually pick the consensus who's in everybody's three, but we never had where we all picked an artist or group at the same number.
No, that's the first time.
Right. No doubt. So, all right. That's what's good, gentlemen. So we're going to work on the decades joint. Again, I'm not sure of the format, how we're going to do it, but we are going to get that together. You know what I mean? And so, everyone have a happy...
Oh, let's not get out yet, B. Save that for a second.
Oh, I will then.
Yeah, 2019 is the fuck up out of here. The decade of the teens is the fuck out of here. We ain't got to say nothing about music or whatever, but just as you, yourself, King Killer Kurt G, tell me something that was this is going to stick with you from this decade. Whether it's music, your life, whatever, just something that's going to stick with you from this decade.
Well, let me say, I can say for me, specifically this decade, for me, my grandchildren. Mm. I got two precocious grandchildren that will give anybody a run for their money. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just incredible.
High energy.
Yeah, on that, you know, and that's on a personal level.
Got him.
Yeah. So, and with that being said, I think for me personally, this decade is, I have to be honest with you, is technology. Me and Kurt G, we still, and I know the technology, it jumps so fast and far, and we're old men, but we still to this day are amazed by just the basic Serato scratch setup that I have back here in the lab. We're still amazed by that every day. You know what I mean?
It's incredible. It is amazing if you think about it on the base level of what you're doing. You're going, right. Wow, somebody actually programmed this shit to do this.
Yeah.
And two, to certainly say that on a personal level is, again, the Digest, because, look, we've done it for so long, and if we announce tomorrow that this was the last Digest, at some point in time, we'd be on Skype doing a fucking Digest, because that's what we've always done.
Right.
Right.
We've been doing this show for years before we actually did this show.
Right.
Because it's just what we do. The same shit you're hearing us talk, but it's the way we talk.
No doubt.
When we get together.
And two, I have to say, you know, the real, the friendly family environment on the text chain is pretty incredible. And what has sprouted from that text chain cats rocking their own blogs, cats getting together in, you know, groups, and just it's pretty incredible. Awesome. Yeah. So that's for me in this particular decade, you know. Yeah, sure, certainly. I've always done that. Stand in the gap and fight against, you know, advert commercialism and, you know, niggas taking shorts on the culture because it means that much to me. I've always done that. Hella before blackface, you know what I'm saying? Hella before Hammer. I was always doing that, you know what I mean? Shit, I got upset. I remember one of the first times I got upset. I got upset when I remember Lionel Richie was doing a Super Bowl and them niggas came out with them motherfucking pink bloomers and shit and doing popping, locking and all that shit. I was heated. You know what I mean? Because I was like, ain't making a mockery. That's not what the streets is about, nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was upset about that. So that's just who I am. So I'm sorry to be long-winded on that.
No, it's all good. B, this is the last show of the fucking teens. 20 teens. Wait, Kurt, what about you, man?
To me, this decade to me is going to be remembered for me mostly by just family. To me, it's all about family and seeing how we've come together on different levels and how basically how God has moved in my life and has made me see things in a different way. That's what I'm going to remember, because the things that I see now, I could not see before. I see things that, damn, mixed with scare niggas. But it's for my benefit. So I'm definitely appreciative of what God has done for me in this decade.
Indeed. God bless. No doubt.
For me, I would have to say the thing that is going to move forward with me in this decade is perseverance. As y'all brothers know, I went through the whole divorce thing, all that moving. Finally got myself out here in L.A., got my feet in the ground. You know what I'm saying? It has been quite an experience these last 10 years, all the stuff that has happened, but I'm still here. We still doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm still got my faculty, still got my health.
Yes.
I'm appreciative of that. All the stuff that has occurred in these 10 years could break a person. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
But instead of letting those things break me, they just basically inspired me to get to where I really know I should be. And I'm still getting there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm nowhere near where I was, let's just say 2012.
No doubt.
I'm not there. So, just the thing that's going to move me is this perseverance, because I can see it. It's not like this ride that I've been taking with all of y'all. Everybody listens. You know, my family, friends, all you've been on this ride with me, but it's just an amazing thing to see that from greatness to bullshit, working back towards greatness is a beautiful thing, yo. And thank y'all for riding with me on that.
Oh, you know, we got nothing but love for you, brother.
Exactly. No doubt. So that's what's good. So now I'll say have a happy and safe and dare I say prosperous New Year.
Yes, happy New Year. Yeah. Bye.
May it be fruitful.
Oh, Wang's eye.
No doubt. So, no doubt. So, all right. Well, that's it then, right?
That's it. Sure. I will. The albums of the week will be back next week.
All right. So,
shit, they just got 30 of them plus.
Right, no question. So, all right, 2020, we'll do it. Peace.
The most benevolent outcome in our days going forward.
Nice. Yes. 20 packs, I'm in.
One.
Scripts slick with the scriptures, holy scrolls written like I'm taking the picture. Fine lines designed to scribe rhymes, silence in your mind. Some rappers, the pantomimes. Essential with the formula, immortal auditory. Shit is rare, vintage, not ordinary. Recorded, eradicate, evacuate. Blood coagulated, oxinated. Blowing light in the air like it was medicated. Dedicated to the raw, wild, and really ill. Only a chosen few to make it with the skills. Hold the mic with the illest like you never will. To the bloodstream and the veins, yo, it's meant to kill. Metaphorical, words of the oracle. Biblical literature, sound with blood in the signature.
Time and time again, as I pick up the pen, as my thoughts submerge, these are those words.
Yo, yo, let me hit you with my ill speak blue. With my direct blow, dynamic flow.
Time and time again, as I pick up the pen, as my thoughts submerge, these are those words.
Yo, yo, let me hit you with my ill speak blue. With my direct blow, dynamic flow.
Y'all never made it with the word rhymes, the metaphors. Catalog quickly transforms to your epilogue. Death is the only option, moving like an Oxycontin. Properly maneuver when you knew to move with extra caution. Split victims, ill with the curriculum. Meticulous, witness the skills to spit infinite. They never heard of it, tourniquet, word murdering. Learning me the verbs, absurd, observe surgery. That's how I get it, these rappers still moving gelatin. They never really wanted beef, moving skeletons. Rare stereo, various raw areas. At the top of the game, sound the chariots. I'm written it, sick of it, spit sickening. Signaling your death, you cats can bear witnesses. Ball weaponry, mental telepathy. Chemical acapella, instrumental supremacy.
Time and time again, as I pick up the pen, as my thoughts submerge, these are those words.
Yo, yo, let me hit you with my ill speak blue. With my direct blow, dynamic flow.
Time and time again, as I pick up the pen, as my thoughts submerge, these are those words.
Yo, yo, let me hit you with my ill speak blue. With my direct blow, dynamic flow.
Surviving to argue about Darwin. USA to the motherland and all points between. The power was in us, it's all in our genes. Unlearn the lies, you kings and we queens. Fight or be blind, there's no in between. USA to the motherland and all points between. Power's within us, it's all in our genes. Unlearn the lies, we kings and we queens. Fight or be blind, there's no in between. USA to the motherland and all points between.
About the cheddar and grind. I wish I had time to write a love letter. Yeah. To my daughters, tell them that I love them. I put nothing above them. When I see them, I'ma hug them. I wish my best friend never passed away. Yeah. We be riding in the whip in the hood today.
Yeah.
I wish I could see my mama face. I tell her I miss her. How good that a cookie tastes.
Yeah.
I can't replace. I wish the human race could see with different shades from the same place. I wish upon a star come true tomorrow. Erase all the wars and the battle scars. I wish I could wave my hand, stop the violence, but the power's in charge, got a master plan. Make the masses see the strings to the powers controlled by the puppet masters. I wish I was a grimy bastard. Jerk boys who rob me, I put them in a shiny casket. Can't get past it, but I wish I could, because they took food out my kid's basket. The game getting drastic. Fake hair, fake nails, fake ass, and her face plastic. I wish I could make them listen, open their eyes, see the lies. It's the point that they're missing. No pot to piss in, but they all got Jordans on like they pro play for the Pistons.
Yeah.
I wish I was the president. I release the secrets, let the people see how the money spent.
Yeah.
I wish all the gangbangers, drug slangers in the hood understood it's a plan, player. Changer. Show me criminal. Every time they do, they put my life in danger. I wish I could make them see it. Divide and conquer be the trick, and race is the way to achieve it. I sure them still don't believe it. They tell me keep it. They say they don't need it. All they need is Jesus. A college thesis and a charged visa. Massive debt means good credit. Backwards is the way they teach us. I wish the Me Too movement wasn't just about Bill, cause them women and them preachers do it. Rape the altar boy sacrifice by a bunch of demons who work for the Antichrist. Ain't nothing nice, take my advice, you might escape the rape duct tape late night. I wish I was a genie. I grant everybody three wishes in the hood when they see me. I wish.
I'ma just go right in, you know, you know, yeah. Money can run everything. Growing up without it for sure, it can ruin everything. Self-esteem low, threads I'm rocking, I see the gangs and Goldie and rings. Call them kings on that corner, not descendants of a slave. What, we greater than what history done made us. We greater than prison, won't let it chain us. New generation of thinkers, not perfect, we sinners. We know we falling short for the record, we own Guinness. Know these new elitists see me, they see a menace. Try living being the only one, you know the one pull that trigger. And damn it to my brother's self-hate, I say my niggas, degrading while addressing them. Simple ways they'll kill us. We waking up, can't afford to sleep. I got babies, what I'm teaching them, the essence, what they shaping up to be. In a world full of people who sleazy, living with no purpose and living without a dream. See, it's hard to love a person like that who don't know what they could be if they look inside and react to what is true. In fact, all of us is made in his image, yet we sleepwalk, living life a privilege, yet we skate through it, moonwalk. Sleep with others, we don't know them, don't know what's real. We could be sleeping with demons, but all we see is thrills. Baby mamas, courtrooms, you know this trail. And kids suffering, cause we fucking and never heal. My ideology, simple with no apology. We lovers of everything black, but that's psychology. We could be honored, honor itself, unapologetic. What else? Let's weed it out, like being a Phelps, or who they say we are. Socially, they leave a scar. Everything they made me only turned me to a superstar. Cause I refuse to ever lose, breaking the rules while living to see me be alive. Switching my views around the world, I be going like I'm married to Boeing. All I see in my head ain't too many that know it. Cause you gotta be careful who you share your dreams with. Cause people kill, refuse to down some jealous shit.
I do it live for my city. What? I do it live for my city. Do it live for my city. One more time, say I do it live for my city.
It was a big deal moving my big wheel to L.I. Had a backyard though, moved slow, caught a cat on the rumble. What's up, kid? Got me memorizing flicks of the wild things we did. We was brick wall, six small, and they knew it. There wasn't nobody running through it. Stepping the backyard parties was a blast. Now my speakers on the wet grass. Remember getting stabbed in your mom sat us all back and said we was pounds, but it was just love. And plus love showed me that she was a diamond. And now God took a hit me dead in my heart and made the hour to stop. But you were strong, kind, hear me huggy. Keep your mind crystal clear when your thoughts get muggy. We them easy street kids from Mr. Bryant's basement, wishing for the Apollo, trying to get dope. Now my time's moved slow, ain't it all full circle? A dove pie makes the whole scene turn purple. Remember that night you had to hide in the freezer for real? See, them kids were real, we still slid. But now we grown up and we handling the kids. We been since day one and the days ain't over. Gotta share a backseat push with a chauffeur. My pop said he's waiting for you in the zone, so we can fly to the land and welcome you home. Nine boats, so we're good to go, you know the rest. Don't stress.
time to give, I got time to pay. See, it could all change in one hour. Why you in the trouble water? I hope you don't sink. Don't sink, don't sink, don't sink. If you got time to give, I got time to pay. See, it could all change in one hour. Why you in the trouble water? I hope you don't sink. Don't sink, don't sink, don't sink.
Check it out.
Some really saw the negative pull. From the depths of one's blurs, everything's now cleared by law. Meant for mere seconds in the span of dying. Trying to tell you don't go, I'm about to blow. No more innocence, it's about the dollars and events of fame. Aren't you? Search your name. From the group, search your name. On the dotted line, back before the rhyme, I had reasons to punch the kid who tried teasing during lunch. It was a matter of promote and decency. But the DNC fell off, so I sinned again and again until Jesus came down. Wait. I'm still sinning.
He hasn't reached the ground.
Thoughts of me before my voice could even record. Couldn't afford a physical peep. How then was now, but now is not. Yo, I'm a minute wiser, but it seems kid I got some beef. Can't take a shake off the bomb. Accept my apologies to bypass the harm.
Evil force alone.
Word up. The new Wapian charm is for sure back again. It's remembering the blood that is now gone. For the axes of the now, so I can move on. For the axes of the now, so why, so why? If you got time to give, I got time to think. See, it could all change in one hour. When you're in the troubled waters, I hope you don't sink. Don't sink, don't sink, don't sink. If you got time to give, I got time to think. See, it could all change in one hour. When you're in the troubled waters, I hope you don't sink. Don't sink, don't sink, don't sink, don't sink.
So refreshing. You'll be pressing rewind.
Damn, God, you're killing it.
Yo, I don't play native tongues on the mic.
We grab gems
with them brothers from the field.
Serving y'all threat.
Them brothers from the field and with them beats that be thorough.
On the beat like this.